Exploring Human Evolution via DNA. By Richard, William, Nelson. Exploring human evolution via DNA was essential for 20th century evolution scientists. Charles Darwin, however, in The Origin of Species, never used the terms genetics, genetic, and genes, until 1872 following the publication of the pea plant inheritance report of Gregor Mendel in 1866. In his sixth edition, Darwin used the term genetic twice, but only to express a genealogical idea, not as a molecular term. In the words of American evolutionary biologist Richard Lewontin, Darwin knew nothing about genes. English geneticist William Bateson, in a personal letter to colleague Alan Sedgwick, is credited for coining the term genetics in 1905, as a molecular term. Since then, genetics emerged as the cornerstone of molecular evolutionary biology. Along with searching the fossil record, molecular biologists have been exploring human evolution via DNA. Max Planck Institute. Researchers at the Max Planck Institute, MPI, for Evolutionary Anthropology in Germany, last week published the results of their study in the journal Science entitled A High-Coverage Genome Sequence from an Archaic Denisovan Individual in the prestigious Nature journal. Using a new methodology, the Max Planck research team published the complete DNA genome sequence from a fragmented female finger bone discovered in a Denisova cave in Siberia in 2008. Exploring human evolution via DNA was publicized in headlines worldwide. News media. The Los Angeles Times covered the study with the title Genome of Ancient Denisovans May Help Clarify Human Evolution. Pinky DNA Points to Clues About Ancient Humans was the title of the story posted by NPR News. USA Today, NBC News, Fox News, CBS News, ABC, BBC News also covered the story. Scientific information concerning human origins captures widespread public attention, where we came from matters. Max Planck's new methodology allows for the examination of DNA that has decayed. Their latest method turns a single strand into a double strand of DNA to boost the amount of sample material available to study. Mike Bunce, an expert in ancient and degraded DNA from Murdoch University in Western Australia, notes the significance of applying Planck's new method. Now, we've got a really detailed genetic code of the Denisovans, Neanderthals, and anatomically modern humans, and we can map out where these interactions occurred. Scientists now have opened the door to explore human evolution via DNA. The evidence, however, was surprising. Bunce notes the study shows some pretty strong evidence that Denisovans interbred with humans. Populations of organisms capable of interbreeding define a single species. Denisova surprise. Denisova is a big surprise, says John Hawks, a biological anthropologist at the University of Wisconsin, Madison, who was not involved in the research study. Since evolution scientists had anticipated the DNA of Denisova to be different from Homo sapiens, a potential transitional link, the findings were a surprise. The DNA evidence points to interbreeding, not to an isolated reproductive group, as once expected. Self-sustaining reproduction can only occur within a species. By definition, the Denisovans and Homo sapiens, then, represent distinct groups of a single species. It was the first time a new group of distinct humans was discovered via genetic analysis rather than by anatomical description, said Svante Paabo, a senior researcher at the MPI. Even though the Denisovans are distinct, they are humans, of the same species. The Denisova dilemma continues. Indeed, far from supplying a nice clean example of gradualistic evolutionary change, according to Casey Luskin in Science and Human Origin, the record reveals a dramatic discontinuity between ape-like and human-like fossils. Human-like fossils appear in the record, without clear evolutionary precursors, making the case for human evolution on fossils highly speculative. In the words of N. Gibbons, author of The First Human, The Race to Discover Our Earliest Ancestor, the story of human evolution has lately become as complicated as a Tolstoy novel. Without DNA or fossil record evidence for transitional missing links in human evolution, as anticipated by Darwin, the theory of biological evolution remains a philosophy, not a scientific fact. 2020 updates for this article are available on the website.